Well, Mr. Brady, as families celebrate the renewal of faith with Easter, they also watch the economy very closely. Big concerns as their savings dwindle, their small business profits go away, and now we're hearing that the Social Security Trust Fund is just about bankrupt?
Well, the Social Security surplus has just about disappeared. It was supposed to rack up about $300 billion of surpluses this decade, and next year, new numbers show it will only be $3 billion in 2010. Essentially, Social Security has broken even about 10 years before it was supposed to. The danger here is that it will go into the red and stay there. And the only way you make up for those lost revenues is to raise payroll taxes. Years ago, we should have started to reform Social Security. I serve on that committee and believe every year that we put off reforming Social Security, preserving it once and for all for every generation, the harder the options become, the harder it is on seniors and young people. We need to reform now, and these new numbers tell us we can't wait any longer.
So why is climate change higher up the list of things that we need to do?
Congress likes to put off making tough decisions. They've put off Social Security. They put off reforming Medicare. Instead, we seem to be spending so far beyond our means and focusing on issues like climate change. Yet the things I think that affect most middle-class Americans seem to get no attention at all. Social Security can't be ignored any longer. We can come up with good options. Both parties, if they'll sit down, can work this out. But these new numbers, where basically the surplus is gone, ought to be a red flag for every elected lawmaker.
Were these numbers even a surprise to you?
It was, and we follow it very closely. And if the economy recovers, it may buy a few more years. But at the very least, we're looking at, in 8 years, Social Security being permanently in the red. But it looks like it may be much quicker than that.
You've been talking with small businesses over this recess, and they're very concerned about taxes. If you start talking about increased Social Security payroll taxes, isn't that just another thing to make them wonder if they should stay in business?
Well, it is. Small businesses feel like they're under attack. The economy is hurting them, although in Texas, they're fighting through it pretty well. But they look at these proposed taxes from Washington that the president and the Democratic Congress have proposed that will hit small businesses smack in the pocketbook. It's going to cost jobs. They're worried about increased energy costs and electricity costs as a result of climate change legislation. And then when you add the prospect that the Congress may raise payroll taxes, which I'm dead set against, they're really worried.
And then people hear about things like Bill Gates, the world's richest man, a billionaire so many times over, I can't count that high, yet stimulus money is coming his way?
We're hearing a lot of wasted stimulus dollars, cities that are getting money for homeless grants they never asked for, that don't have a homeless problem. This $11 million bridge connecting two of Microsoft's campuses, this is one of the most successful companies in the world, led by one of the richest men in the world. It seems to me that they can carry the cost of these bridges. And in fact, middle-class taxpayers can't afford the cost of bridges like this.
Any wonder why people are starting to have tea parties?
I think these tea parties are a way for middle-class Americans to lend their voice, more common sense, a smaller government, not a bigger one, that we can't borrow, tax, and spend our way back to prosperity. And I'm encouraging people to let their voice be heard, to get back engaged, to help turn this country around. We are headed in the wrong direction. We do need to change this spending and this debt. The Tea Parties, I think, are a good way to get involved.
It's not any surprise they're holding most of them on April 15th, Tax Day, because that's become such an onerous part of all of our lives, trying to figure out how to fill out those forms. And they just keep getting worse and worse, and the code keeps getting more and more crazy. There's got to be a better solution.
There is. And serving on the Ways and Means Committee, we have jurisdiction over the tax code. And, you know, I thought the tax code was bad before I got on the committee. Now it is unimaginably bad, complicated, punishes, I think, people for investing in savings and working hard. I'm convinced we can do better. There are at least three, I think, interesting options that are available. One of them is a flat tax, where everyone pays one tax rate, regardless of income, where it's around 17%. Without the exceptions, deductions, all the special tax code, there's a new hybrid out there where you would basically get to choose to pay your taxes under the current tax laws, or you could opt for this two-tiered code. I think it's 17 and 22% without a lot of the exemptions and special loopholes and all that, and you would get to choose that. And if you had something life-changing happen, you could go back to the other one if it suited you better. Then there's a third option, which I really like. It is basically taking the IRS completely and totally out of our lives, our personal lives and our business lives, going to a sales tax that would be paid only once, the first time an item, product, or service went across that cash register. I think that's the most fair way to tax. It's the way that government and the lawmakers can't come up with loopholes and deductions. We have some challenges. We have to find a way to make sure that the elderly who have nest eggs, who've already been taxed, wouldn't be taxed again. I think we can accomplish that. And for the poor, we make sure that up to $23,000 of their first purchases aren't taxed at all. So I think there's some good options out there. My worry is that now that more than 40% of Americans don't pay federal income taxes, that if we don't reform it soon, the half who don't pay taxes will insist there be no reform at all. So this is another item that I'd like to see this president lead on and this Congress lead on.